Motor vehicle accidents are the leading cause of death for American teenagers between the ages of 15 and 20. The reason seems obvious. In the United States, young people can get their driver's licenses earlier and hit the road with less experience and training than drivers in most other countries. A former race car driver wants to alert teens to the dangers and responsibilities of operating a car and to the techniques that can improve their chances of surviving on the road. He's called on other race car drivers to help teach America's teens to drive defensively.
Hi. How are you? Can I see your permit or license? Thank you.
It's a warm spring morning in the vast parking lot in front of FedEx Field, a professional football stadium outside Washington, D.C., has been turned into a driving course dotted with red traffic cones. A water truck sprays the course to simulate a dangerous rain-soaked highway. What's missing is the traffic. Although a half dozen test vehicles, shiny Camaros and BMWs, are parked on the tarmac. Teenagers crowd registration tables to register for Driver's Edge, the hands-on driving course developed by former race car driver Jim Payne. Mr. Payne says the purpose of the four-hour session is to teach some practical driving skills.
There's a big difference between teaching the fundamentals of how to operate a vehicle and actually allowing these young drivers to get into a situation where they truly experience what happens when a car loses control and begins to spin, what happens when you slam on the brakes, what happens when you're in an evasive situation. So if it ever happens to them on the highway, you know, they are better prepared and more aware in general, but better prepared to deal with it.
Teens learn how to cope with these potential panic situations from experts like Mark Weber, a race car driver from St. Louis, Missouri.
First thing we're going to do is we'll put three of you in each car and leave the driver seat open, because the instructor will take you for a couple of laps. We're going to keep the course wet. You see the water truck out there. That way we can show you the way the skid works at a slower and safer speed. This is probably the safest time you're ever going to have to spin out a Camaro.
Students belted safely in the Camaro, then take turns making the car skid out of control on the slippery pavement. This is not a theme park ride, warns Mark Weber, but the real thing.
Make sure you're looking where you want the car to go, which will be somewhere over here on the right, if the car is rotating.
Right.
And steer towards where you want to go.
Okay.
You have to do this with the anticipation, because you've got a 3,000-pound car, and it's moving down the road, and you can't just stop it instantly.
Right.
So we'll pull back into line here. Okay, accelerate. Lift, turn, counter-steer. Now, that wasn't bad. Now, you noticed as you counter-steered, the car caught, and it jerked on over to your right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got to be careful. You got to still anticipate and kind of catch it as it runs out of speed, and then just steer it on through.
Right.
But that was a good first lap.
Okay.
The teens, some timid, others not, practice the same maneuver. A second group of students in another exercise test the anti-lock brakes on their BMWs. Race car driver Mike Speck instructs the teen behind the wheel.
Is everyone's belt on? Okay. Again, all we're going to do is accelerate until you hear me say brake. So simple as that. Okay? Accelerate hard. Keep going. Perfect.
The driver and backseat passengers are jolted but not hurt. They discover that the brakes stop the car but don't lock the wheels. They can safely steer out of potential danger. Parents watch intently as the teens brake, skid, and slide in the safety of the parking lot. Jill Landsman says the maneuvers give her 16-year-old son, Sean, the knowledge he lacks.
They have a controlled setting for dangerous conditions, and they will get firsthand experience with it. So when they have reality-based experiences that are comparable, they'll have heard and remember the techniques, which might be counterintuitive to their natural responses. They have to know what to do to operate what can be a lethal weapon.
The Landsman family sadly learned that lesson the week before, when a classmate of Sean's was killed in an automobile accident.
And the irony is just chilling me to the bone. Here we are teaching driving techniques, and this little girl didn't have that.
What did it take for you to come here today, having lost a young person in your community?
I never saw my son cry so much when they were standing vigil by the site, and I never saw him cry so hard. And I'm only praying that between that experience, exposing us to the sorrow of that family, and this educational experience, that something will click in and he will be responsible and be extremely diligent and vigilant and careful.
But can a four-hour course prevent the tragic car crashes that claim so many teens' lives? It's a wake-up call, says Driver's Edge founder Jim Payne, who would like to see the course become mandatory for all new drivers. This session is just a start.
You know, even if it's one driver at a time, we're slowly making a difference. And that's our next step. We're just crawling right now. Our step is to create the awareness and then gradually, hopefully, make a big difference and save lives.
The teens say they emerged from the course with some useful skills and a deeper respect for driving.
Came out because I wanted to get a chance to improve my skills on skid control. That's my weakest part, but I feel confident now, and it was fun.
I pretty much came out, first of all, because it was free, and it was a great experience, like, to get a chance to know how to learn the limits of my car, and I love driving.
I think you gained more knowledge about what would happen. Like, they told you to look where you wanted to go, not where you were going to go, and not to turn and make too many movements, like, go slow and don't keep your foot on the gas.
Would you recommend this training course to a friend?
Yeah, definitely. It's been a really good experience, and it's also been fun, too. We'll probably think about this and think about the situations we could get into and what to do and what not to do.
Think twice, make smart decisions.
That, says Jim Payne, is the message he wants to get across. Over the next several months, he'll take Driver's Edge on a road tour to 13 U.S. cities.
On your way out of the tent, we have certificates in the back. They'll be handing out certificates to you. We have some nice little roadside care kits that Bridgestone put up along with some hats. We have Driver's Edge t-shirts. We have a few other things we'll be giving you. So on behalf of all the drivers and Bridgestone and all of us, thank you very much for coming. Thank you.
I'm Roseanne Skirbold.